morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, and from the shores to the shores beyond, all across this wonderful earth that, in my opinion, is the Garden of Eden on steroids. A beautiful, beautiful existence for all of us to share. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. In the morning, it sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're marching again into the belly of the beast to look at some of these surprising little innuendos and predictive programming. Did you know that we can write the programming? That we have powers beyond our abilities to even think or reason? The dark side knows that, and that's probably one of the biggest reasons why they restrict freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of action. Because with that freedom, we generate a form of energy that can change the paradigm and make it a happy, happy world for all of us to share, and not the digital prison that they plan to have constructed for us. We're going to look at elections here in Canada, and this is a universal thing because Mr. Trudeau's blackface brother, former President Obama, came up to, you know, help him jig the totals, I imagine. And this is just the way it is. We don't have elections, we have illusions. Fortunately, the illusion wasn't countrywide. It was only more located in the Toronto area that really gave him a push to get back into a minority government situation. We're going to look at this thought control to a degree, the effects of the Tavistock Institute. Probably a lot of you never heard of that before. And if you haven't, of course, Daniel Estulin has written a great book on that as a Power Hour regular. I'm sure you can find that in many, many places, used and unused, to fold those pages and get yourself aware of, as they said in The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain who's pulling all the strings. I was talking to a lady this morning about that, and sometimes you have a tough time explaining things to people who are uninformed or want to, you know, purposely or not purposely. And one of the greatest lessons is The Wizard of Oz, because that's what we have. We have this secret, all-controlling, hidden shadow government or existence that controls us, and it manipulates us to think that somehow we're weak and helpless. And what we need is some sweet young lady with ruby red slippers to show us that we have courage, that we have a brain, that we have a heart, that we can dispose of the Wicked Witch, and we can go down that yellow brick road to Oz, a form of happiness, freedom. And it was implied back in those days, an honest money system based on gold, that we can return to utopias. We don't have to take it. We're only taking it because we're conditioned to take it. And the fundamental process of Tavistock is to make us happy being the bearers of wood and the drawers of water for as little as possible. So that certain groups of individuals at the top, we call them billionaires today, can just make oodles and oodles of money and have their way with the world any old time they choose. And there's really not a whole lot we can do about it because they have ways, technical ways, and just the good old-fashioned ways with propaganda to play with your mind, lead you astray, have you do something else. And television is probably one of your worst enemies for that, to get you into a false state of euphoria with digital bread and circuses to keep you occupied while the powers at hand pretty much loot existence as we know it today. But that can change when you have the heart, the brain, and the courage. And that's sadly lacking in so many people. I see that very deeply here in Canada with, you know, our so-called gun rights groups and such like that seem to be just a pack of cowardly lions from top to bottom. Because when you find a good political dialogue, the wooden stake that can go through the heart and take apart the machine, usually there's an echo in the room when you're talking, or it just dissipates into cyberspace or some other virtual space, that your words are redundant and they just disappear because for some strange reason everybody's hiding, even though they have the key, the power to turn that key and slay the beast and liberate themselves without a shot ever being fired. Those sports shooting groups have their own media, which accesses hundreds of thousands, if not even the possibility of a couple of few million people. And that if you had the calf that lays the golden egg to take out Comrade Trudeau, wouldn't you play it? I find it shocking. As one of my American friends sent me the Trudeau file, and I couldn't sleep that night. Because there were rumors during the election that something had come along that if people knew, he would be forced to resign. I go, well, that's got to be good. Because nowadays, you know, you can't even carry them out the door, never mind get them to resign. That goes back to an antiquated system where people were honorable. And if you violated honor and got caught, you just resigned and stepped out of the way. Because in those days, they had words like gentleman and lady, which probably aren't allowed anymore because they're not gender correct for their new gobbledygook. And I stumbled on that. And that video is posted on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and you can listen to a Canadian fireman who was denied benefits because he's saying the money was stolen by Comrade Trudeau and his cohorts and funneled off to a company in British Columbia. And he ties all these links together, Trudeau's charm school, where he really wasn't a teacher, to violence against women, assaults against women, and ultimately to the most diabolical place in Canada, if not the planet Earth. Maybe there's almost a tie for some of those, but the notorious pig farm, where women were, especially the Inuit women, were captured, tortured, killed, pretty much under the protection of the police and government. And he gets into that in fine detail. And I don't even think you'd have to be an honorable man to face that Waterloo and not have to resign, or at least make a serious outcome in the next election. Silence. Even for some of the activist lawyers I know who pretend to be tough. Silence. This is the wooden stake to slay the vampire. Why wouldn't you use it? It boggles my mind, really, that we're so inured to our servitude that even when we're given the keys to the cell door to release ourselves, we won't use them. It has to be the ultimate form of Stockholm Syndrome. It really, really does. And here and there, we do find the odd person who comes up forward. Our guest today, of course, Jack Mullen, one of the finest American sons that you're going to find who is of that mindset, and a Canadian, Jason Lovering, former Canadian soldier who got into alternative media, and we'll discuss the Canadian election to a degree and whatever else pops up. He doesn't agree with me about Wexit, the separation of Alberta, but I go, if we're in a hijacked state, going to hell, and the only piece that can save itself is Alberta, and it separates and goes its own way, I look at that as a blessing, that there's something left that can be restored and saved, and perhaps in time, the rest of it will follow, and then you'll be a nation again, full and complete. Not that we really have nations anyway, they're just corporations of various sorts and sunder, and most of them are registered in Delaware. So hardly something to get too fussed up about when you really know the truth. And that's the important thing about all this. The truth. The truth sets us free. And I've never looked at Tavistock in a biblical sort of way. But if they're manipulating all our thoughts into some sort of lie matrix, well, then those words have great meaning, that the truth will set us free, especially if we realize that our thoughts are being manufactured and we have the good decency to shut Tavistock down and let it crumble into the earth. Then we're free. Hallelujah. Can't get any better. We have some good news. The first one just caught me asunder here is the discovery of the USS Johnston, sunk in World War II, in a long-ago battle in the Philippine Sea, the Battle of Leyte Gulf. It's a very interesting bit of history. I love that era, that period of history. It is just fascinating, really, because not being the main theater of operations, the Pacific was handicapped with less equipment and less motivation by leaders to win it. And the people who had to fight out there, survive out there against horrendous odds, against an evil enemy that would just do anything to you if you were caught, is just fascinating. What is even more fascinating is the ship that discovered it, the RV Petrel. I've been following that ship many times because things come up in the news and it just seemed kind of strange, you know, that a lot of these shipwrecks that Petrel finds are near a volcano. The ones in the Mediterranean off the Italian coast were off of super volcanoes, two of them. I just thought, isn't that interesting? And then one time last year, I believe she made a big scoot across the Indian Ocean to the Isle of Mayotte, near the African coast, north of Madagascar. And the most bizarre earthquake anomaly happened there. So they called it, an underwater volcano birth, so violent it caused seismic ripples more than 10,000 miles away. So how did they know to get there before it happened? Interesting. And they always tell us Paul Allen, now deceased, owned Petrel and the other super yacht, the James Bondstyle yacht, the Octopus. But it's the company that Paul Allen owned that owns the Petrel. And the company is called Vulcan. And Vulcan is the Roman volcano god. That adds a whole different light to a lot of these things. And there's probably no greater thing for the volcano god than to have erupting volcanoes and sacrifice people in them. So that adds a whole new spin, because there's actually a festival of Vulcan, the Vulcanalia, August 23rd each year, where they have big bonfires and salute the consuming of humans in these fiery things. So I just thought that was quite unique. So if you go on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and you put in Petrel in a little search engine, then you'll get back some of the articles of some of the ships discovered and their proximity to volcanoes. Active, perhaps soon to be active. What if you were doing something nasty down at the bottom of the sea as opposed to just looking? Could have a whole new meaning to the celebration of Saturnalia. India farmers plan nationwide protest against 16-nation trade deal. This is another universal thing where pretty much all these trade deals are for big corporations, the billionaire class, their vassals, the politicians, to enrich them and basically keep us in a pen of control. But we're not free to really market the products that we make or the things that we harvest. And we're held prisoner to these deals, which are generally not overall good for us because they bring in an international control element where we lose the ability, if we even had it, to determine our own destiny. I look at this trade thing because the trade comes in sort of two facets. Part of it is like a political machination to usurp the power of the nations that we've held dear and turn it away from our hands. And there's usually nothing a whole lot good about any of those trade deals. They break down borders and enslave us overall. Ukraine's leader vows more weapons pullbacks in the works. I don't really look at that as a bad thing because there's a whole lot of killing going on over there. And by and large, it was all about, you know, in a way, the advanced trade deal, whether someone's going to have a European Union or a Russian Union, and we'll fight to the death over that, or at least get other people to do it. And that just doesn't really seem to be a decent, godly thing to do, to supply arms to people who want to kill each other. You know, if you were in any city like mine here in Toronto, and, you know, somebody comes along and he just says, yeah, we're going to supply, you know, one gang of drug dealers with weapons, and then another side comes along and says, we're going to supply another gang of drug dealers with weapons, and you guys just go shoot up the town and kill each other, which they probably do anyway, is not exactly the best lifestyle for all of us. I would like to think that we don't resort to the lowest common denominator in these types of affairs. that we look for a better way. And even if the Ukraine joined the Russian side for a little while and then they changed their mind and said, well, maybe we don't like the vodka served here, we're going to go back. That's freedom of choice, freedom of movement. It's not a forever enslavement. So there's really not a whole lot to fight about unless perhaps maybe your name is Biden and you have a lot of business connections in some of these areas and maybe you just don't want a cash flow problem. Then it's a whole lot more significant. And then the American military is used almost like a band of mercenaries for the political and business class to profit them. What a terrible, terrible way to run a world. Israeli air defense systems on alert for possible Iran attack, according to an Israeli general. Well, I guess as soon as Israel launches the missile at Israel to blame on Iran, then we'll have a good shooting war for that. But we're getting used to the real dynamics of how wars are started. From sinking the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, Pearl Harbor, pick something. We know how it works now. So that's why Jesus always gave us that piece of advice to love our enemies, that judgment should be in God's hands, not ours. And then we avoid a lot of these sticky situations that usually do more damage to us than to them. Iraqi PM to resign as violent protests grip the country. He's in a no-win situation when you have the angry mobs. It's a matter of who's paying for the angry mobs. Is this a George Soros type of regime change, a CIA type of regime change? I'm not familiar enough with it. The same thing's going on in Argentina, but it's just a bad sign. Australian police find $210 million worth of meth hidden inside sriracha bottles. I imagine that's a real hot sauce, even without the crystal meth in there. But just another degradation of human society, of the world, of our brothers, is this diabolical narcotics trade. And the only way to put it out of business, unfortunately, is the Portugal solution. And that is, you have to take the price as close to zero as possible, so there's no profit in doing it, because the addicts are still going to be the addicts, but it's probably far better that we don't have organized crime supplying it, because you can't ban anything against the law of supply and demand, unless you're in Canada. Canada should be called Banada, because we want to ban everything, especially thought. North Korea launches two suspected missiles after warnings to Washington. Well, there's a, you know, another little boy pretending to be a man who should, just basically grow up. But this whole concept of the Korea is turning into some kind of fiery blaze. It was bad enough the last Korean War. That was, you know, probably one of the last of the super evil wars. Vietnam was a bit behind that. And it is just, there has to be a way. They say only the dead have seen the end of war. But I want to be an optimist. I want to be one of the living that sees the end to war, finally, because of all the tricks, chicanery, and things that need to be brought to light. And that's where Power Hour Nation comes in, because that's one of the few places you can go to that you could trust that they're going to bring matters of this nature to light, no holds barred. That was Joyce's mission from day one, and it still is. And we can persevere and overwhelm this. In the simplest war that was ever fought, that's one of my things, is just by changing the channel. Joyce always used to have a saying, too, that the only way to win is not to play the game. Well, when you're in a crooked game, yes, that goes, too. But what I found out later is what they do, what the politicos do. Their way to win is they change the rules. So for them, the only way to win is to change the rules. So as soon as anything comes along that wants to change long-standing policies, traditions, and rules, you pretty much know you've got one of those enemies, foreign and or domestic, waiting to bite at your leg. Boeing grounds 50 planes after wing-related cracks discovered. Well, that's a good thing. Don't wait for them to crash and get caught with your pants down. Be man up. And just say, it's no good, and fix it before you sacrifice people's lives over mistakes like that. House to vote on resolution to formalize Trump impeachment inquiry. This is another, you know, just diabolical thing, because it is a lynch mob. They just want Trump. It's not that, you know, there was a violation of the law, you do an investigation, you find a suspect, and you take it to court, or something. It's just like, we're going to get this guy no matter what. And so I almost look at anything that they try to catch him in as like an entrapment, and that it shouldn't really hold water in the first place. And I don't really think he committed a high crime or misdemeanor. He was just doing the typical quid pro quo that's been going on in government negotiations since probably 1776. And, you know, you do something for me, I scratch my back, I scratch your back kind of thing. And I don't think that that has ever been outside of politics. Obama was caught talking to Putin like that, just saying, well, wait till the election's over, you know, before we get into that one, because the microphone was still on. You know, that's not being harped about too much. And then this one, it just really touches me, too. SWAT team blows up innocent man's home in search of clothing shoplifter. So the court said that Leo Lex's home was basically a police operation, and they had every right to use as much force as necessary, like using 40-millimeter grenade launchers, shooting the place up, driving a bulldozer through the wall in the front. Was a justifiable use of force to get some guy who stole a minor item, a shirt from a store. It must have been an expensive shirt. Maybe it was designer from Italy or something like that. But he got $50,000 or $5,000 they offered him, and then some help with the insurance deductible for completely destroying his home. And you have to look at the people doing this as, what is the matter with you? Well, they're probably stressed out vets, maybe, that they were doing this in some kind of stand country before, and this is just the way they do business, the military way, kill them all and let God sort it out. But, you know, somewhere there has to be a brain that kicks in and just say, it was just a bloody shirt. Why should an innocent person have to suffer like this? So he walks off with a shirt, you know. I think in the old days, you know, a couple of guys in plain clothes would be waiting down the street, because a guy's got to come out sometime, and you just grab him, you know. Simple. You don't level the whole neighborhood with tactical nuclear superiority and the SWAT team. Madness. Absolute madness. Anyway, I'm George Froyen. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll be back on the other side of the break with my Canadian colleague, Jason Lovering. Thanks for being by.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We seem to have a bit of a glitch getting a hold of our guest, and, you know, maybe that will wash out, but we'll have to wait and see. Those little things can pop up from time to time. And we'll continue with the news, get into a bit of the Canadian news about the election and some of the other things that are just part of the control grid coming down the trail. But we have to get into the Power Mall announcements, too, and get you on board for these things. Promotions this week, silver lozenges and silver gel are now back in stock. The winter wellness bundle is Super Silver, one Oregonol P73 Super Strength Oil, silver lozenges, 60 parts per million, 21 pieces. Purchase the bundle and you save 16% off retail. The better thing is, you may even save your life, because a lot of these little things get the germs, I think, in my opinion, from what I've experienced, in their incubation stage when they're easily taken out. If you wait till you have a raging infection, you know, and you're close to the point where you got to go to the emergency room, you know, it's a much more difficult struggle. And I find a lot of these products are great preventatives, and I take them all the time. And generally, I'm pretty healthy, I think. 10% off Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail and Phosphatecholine, if I'm doing that right. 10% off Good Health Naturally products. 10% off magnesium oil, and that magnesium is a very, very important thing to have in your body. 10% off Miracle 2. Auto ship for Strauss Heart Drops. Get 10% off and free shipping when you sign up. New customers get 10% off their first order using first code 10 at checkout. And it was nice to hear Joyce's voice when she's talking about Strauss Heart Drops or anything else. It almost makes me think I'm in a time capsule or something like that. And, you know, we're enjoying just one of the greatest radio hosts to ever live, really, in my opinion. Van Hollen urges Senate to take up House passed Turkish sanctions bill. Well, it's a terrible thing we left this vacuum in Turkey, because we shouldn't be at this point. But, you know, I look at it, there was probably some very, very ruthless, dirty dealings going on there to leave that vacuum open to cause other things to happen, maybe to make it easier for the state-sponsored ISIS terrorist group to either vacate certain prisons or have some sort of sway with their territories. And it's just a terrible thing. And Turkey is just, you know, not a turkey, it's a vulture, just coming in and just grabbing the land. That's sovereign territory of Syria. And it's really nobody's right to take that. That's an act of war, in my opinion. You know, sanctions don't really cut it enough for the people who are on the ground. Just imagine, you know, some blocks in your neighborhood were just taken over immediately by a foreign power, and you're held in the Red Dawn type of scenario with virtually no hope of getting out. It's a terrible, terrible mess, a terrible thing to allow to happen. But that's just the exploitive nature of human beings and how nasty they can be. Striking Chicago teachers will return if classes made up. 25,000 striking Chicago teachers voted to approve a tentative contract agreement with city officials, but refused to end a strike that has canceled 2 weeks of classes. This is the same thing that's going on here in Ontario, because our new premier, Premier Ford, has made cuts, and part of it is in education. And they play all kinds of commercials. That was probably one of the big things that took out the conservative element in the last election, is he made cuts, but he did it like Attila the Hun. And the French guy, he gives it to you too. Like, don't kid yourself. But see, the Frenchman kisses you before he tears you apart. And Ford just kicked in the door and tore you apart like he was a SWAT team somewhere. And that just didn't fly well with people. And it left him wide open. Like, even if he just turns around, gets a big car with an open roof and starts throwing money out into the street, it'll never buy back all the negative publicity and propaganda that's been used against him by the teachers' unions and probably a lot of other things that may have been funded by some billionaire we know who's good at these color revolutions. And it's just amazing that the academics, so I'm hoping teachers are academics, have absolutely no idea about the deep-seated issues with money, how it's created, and debt. I bet you there isn't one of them that really knows what the Federal Reserve System is, and that getting into this debt bondage is just a straitjacket. And then to think that forever, like, what's an election? Who's going to bribe you with your own money the most? And people just haven't got the slightest concern or care about the fact that's in this system, that's your money that they're taking out of your pocket. And they keep the lion's share of it. They use some of it to do what it's intended for. And you're just held in a tax grip that you can never escape from. And then you get into a descending spiral until you end up like Venezuela or something if it isn't stopped. You know, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. As I look at an election and all the promises that are made, is basically it's like the devil's brew. It's like every promise is do what thou wilt. Aleister Crowley's out of the grave. You know, we'll give you anything and everything, especially if it's a twisted desire. We'll pay for it. Just vote for us. And people are dumb enough to do it. And then we're caught in this matrix almost forever. Trump says, U.S. working with China to find new location to strike a trade deal. Well, it doesn't really matter what the location is. The bottom line is, I think it's going to hurt the average worker. How many good jobs disappeared as things were offshored? Remember those infamous words, the giant sucking sound of a third-party candidate telling us what the future would be like. But no one was listening at the time, of course, because everything was gravy. You don't really notice it's not gravy until it's long past a point when you could have done something to fix it or repair it. And one of the symptoms of this, or diseases from it, homeless death rate in Los Angeles County jumps by more than a third, sobering report said. Well, I wish people were sober and free of narcotics and various stimulants for the brain, because that would do a lot to alleviate these circumstances. But the big part is we have to have a functioning economy, and part of that is to take us away from this chokehold of debt. If, we'll just say out of the blue, a third of the money that's raised in government revenues goes to pay the interest on the debt, it's probably more than enough money to run government for a very, very long time if it wasn't there. And that should be the primary election issue, is going back to an honest constitutional money system where money isn't created as debt. And I don't even know if there's anyone that's going to get on the agenda for that. So it's like we're trapped in this forever. And then you get the lunatic fringe. California legislature unveils plan to raise taxes on wildfires until they move out of the state. I imagine it's satire. But with the global carbon tax stuff, that we can invent a new disease to take your money, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that somewhere down the road, someone thinks this is serious. Like one of the, the National Citizens Coalition had a great news section of some Canadian news. One of them was Trudeau actually admitted in French to a French newspaper that they can't do anything about global warming and that his carbon tax isn't going to do anything. So, quote unquote, even if Canada stopped everything tomorrow, and the other countries didn't have any solutions, it wouldn't make a big difference. So there we go. It makes no difference at all. This was a manufactured item because they've got to feed that monster, the debt. And if they just came forward and said, hey, we're spending way too much money, we need austerity, then they'd almost sound like a conservative. You can't allow that to happen. It's party, 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 party until it all collapses. And don't worry, I think they're padding their pockets very, very well in the interim. Very, very well offshore somewhere. Goats help save Ronald Reagan Presidential Library because they're eating up the scrub and it prevents the flames from cascading across the land. Very important things like the cleaning. That's the big thing about, you know, like a lot of kids, they don't clean their room. And we don't clean a lot of the things that are in the forest. Like a lot of the environmentalists forced you to leave dead trees and scrub where they fall and let them rot naturally, which make an ideal breeding ground for a giant barbecue. And, okay, their long-term consequences are we suffer. EPA to roll back rules on coal toxins. A really interesting thing about coal, so I remember reading a long time ago in the New York Times, that you can gasify coal, and it burns just as clean as natural gas. I think there was only one power plant, might have been in New York State, that actually did this. So that coal could be used, it could be used cleanly. There are solutions. But we have this war against carbon, where we can't think, we can't analyze data, we can't be factual, we just have to shout and scream at each other and tear it all apart. Utah record cold, lowest October temp ever recorded in the USA. Ooh, -43.6. Now that's like getting something up, bad days in Alaska or something like that. And I think there's some old videos of people running around in weather like that where, you know, stuff just hangs in the air because it can't fall. It just freezes like a gas and hangs there. But it's unbelievable. So that's why they had to get away from the global warming thing, because we're probably in a global cooling thing, and it just shows the propaganda being all wrong. We're supposed to melt, not freeze. But when that solar minimum kicks in, we may have a new mini ice age, and they'll just blame it on some carbon somewhere. Insanely human-like robots, androids, enter the workplace. This is something that you really have to get on board with. Russia startup Promobot recently unveiled the world's first autonomous android, resembles a real person and can serve in a business capacity. RoboC can be made to look like anyone. And I'll tell you something. I believe they've been making robots that look like not necessarily anyone, but certain people for a long time. In the last election, is it just me, or were sometimes Hillary's loaded with wrinkles and sometimes she's not? Most often she gets around with a limp or a little bit of trouble, and other times it looks like some wires are shorted out and she goes into a spastic fit. Was it real, or was it robo-candidate? We can never know. Even back in the days of this Anders Breivik, I saw that they were making cybernetic things to put on TV as news presenters. And they, you know, in a blindfolded test, unless you really probably went up and touched them, you might not be able to tell. You wouldn't be able to tell from a distance or in low light conditions or on a TV screen. And ultimately, this is where they want to take us. This is the beast system, is to turn everything silicon, to have us completely enslaved in this system. And if they get their way, put our minds, our consciousness in the cloud. And that was one of the big articles I remember from the week two is, you know, the I think it was Microsoft got the contract for the military to have the cloud. And what are they going to do with it? I don't trust them. What are they going to do with it? Put us in it? Or was Trump doing something better to get one company that was bad and replace one maybe not so bad? But these are very, very, very dangerous times. A good diet can help eliminate bipolar disorder symptoms. To tell you the truth, a good diet can pretty much eliminate anything because you're not going to get sick. That's the big reason why we're sick, is they've taken all the essential nutrients out of our foods and just give us like gravel to eat. And then we wonder why we get sick, because most every disease, I remember hearing that once on some kind of documentary, that diseases, a good number of them, are vitamin deficiencies. Just like scurvy was a deficiency for vitamin C, I knew that much. But I think it was like a military history one where they were saying beriberi fever or something the troops got in the South Pacific was a certain deficiency in something. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I thought it was like, okay, a bug bit you or something. No, 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 no. So just like computers, garbage in, garbage out. We put garbage in our bodies, and we turn them into garbage because they can't function properly. It's like putting the wrong thing in your gas tank. So we don't want that to happen. But we're in a lot of trouble. I came across a video from my friend in Florida, and it was about Justin Trudeau. An interview of a chap named Norman Traversy, and he talks about the fact that money is being stolen by Trudeau and the Liberals. It's going to British Columbia, to British Columbia Investment Management Corporation, and that the notorious pig farm of Robert Picton was a CIA-run operation, and that's why nothing really happened about that. And there were Clinton connections in there because there were rumors about spirit cooking in her election, that maybe she's a fine young cannibal too. And this is a very dark, dark era, really, for this type of behavior. A friend of mine, who's a descendant of another prime minister, was honest and actually worked for a living and died working for a living, as opposed to laying back and letting the offshore money do it for him, told me about this place. So the pig farm was located by the Pitt River in Port Coquitlam, British Columbia. It was near a lake called Pitt Lake, and Pitt Lake is a tidal lake. So when the tide comes in, it flushes everything out. And she actually sent me pictures that I put on my posting for today's show of the paintings that are on the stone about some of these ritualistic types of abuse and slaughter. And this is just diabolical. Traversy said in his interview that parents complained about their children being abused by Trudeau at this school, the West Point Gray Academy, and they're dead. He said there were four sets of parents that didn't live to tell their tale after complaining about this. So that's probably one of the main reasons we don't hear about some of these things, is people just don't do that. In the election, his right-hand man, Gerald Butts, his good friend and Soros buddy, met the debate moderator in advance. And then in another article from this National Citizens Coalition, it says, Angus Reid poll, Liberals benefited from last-minute strategic voting. So that was the cover story they give us after the election's over, is they tell us something happened, people waited to the last minute, they're checking the wind, and then they run to the polls and do stuff. So I talked to a returning officer. She said, oh, no. They changed the rules. I said that at the first half hour, right? You change the rules. That's how you win. And what they did is they allowed candidates for the first time ever to have scrutineers go to the polls and see these books that they have all the electors in. They call them bingo cards at the returning office, and take information off. And what they were supposed to be taking off was the voter ID number. And she said the liberals were hovering over her like flies, taking this information, leaving with it, going somewhere else, and doing something with it, and coming back. I think that they were taking that voter ID information and doing something nefarious, like rigging the vote, maybe getting people who don't vote to vote by some other means outside of it going into the box under my friend's nose. And that's where we had this strategic voting going on, because it was primarily going on in the Toronto area. It wasn't going on in other places. There's a little bit here and there. Or, you know, you find people that don't vote. You take their voter ID number, because you know they never voted in the last 10 elections, okay? We'll take their voter number and we'll cast a ballot for it to our good friend Justin Trudeau and company. And we'll get in again. Because the vote was split. It was like a third for the Liberals, Conservatives, but a 20-seat difference on who's going to form the government. That seemed kind of outrageous to me. And when I was watching it on election night, I went to Google and just clicked it on about 20 after 10. One riding checked it, and that would probably be the eastmost point of Newfoundland, because they're in a half-hour time zone further east than the rest of us on the East Coast. One. And already the news companies, Global, CTV, CBC, are reporting a Liberal minority government. Well, how the hell could you know? They haven't even opened up the ballot boxes in most of the country yet. How could you know? They knew. Because she said she didn't have her results ready till 11 o'clock. But 20 minutes after 10, they're already announcing the winner. And then, as this chap said in the video, Travesty, hundreds of millions of dollars go to these three media companies from the federal government. Trudeau signing them the checks. They're not going to bite the hand it feeds them. So I look at it, the fix was in. We don't have elections, we have illusions. But they couldn't hold the West. The West voted en masse for Conservatives. They just don't have the population base to really make a difference. And all of Alberta, especially Alberta, just felt slighted because they're being cheated out of their estate, which is primarily oil. So instead of being a sheikdom, they're not. And they're selling oil for like nothing. It's like $13 a barrel. $13 a barrel because of the environmentalists. So there's a great documentary. It's free, I think, until the end of today, unfortunately, Over a Barrel. I've got it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and you can find it on YouTube still. And then the filmmaker, you know, he wants to make some money for doing this great documentary. But he said, you know, all these billionaire charities, the Rockefeller Fund is one, and then Tides Foundation is another one, and then Gerald Butts comes in working for one of these things as well, are all trying to show by hiring protesters that oil's evil, they're going to pollute everything, to block the pipelines so you can't get it to market. They don't even allow ships to go down the coast in our own waters. But American ships come down from Alaska, that's okay. But Canadian ships can't traverse those waters because we've stopped it. And all these same charitable foundations are loading the deck for elections to pick our leaders with flawed data to say things are happening that aren't. Like they did a, because the woman who's in the interview, she is primarily a salmon farmer. She said they did a study on eight fish, which could have been thrown in the garbage, and said that that industry, that business is no good, that there's too many chemicals in the fish. Well, that's hardly enough to have a decent study of anything. And then she got very dubious and started to look into what was happening with the oil information in the oil industry, and did a marvelous expose on this to show us how we're manipulated. I don't think there should be charitable foundations after watching this. And who would be one of the biggest ones would be the, you know, the Clinton Foundation. Should just be gone. There's no way that they should be tax-free charitable foundations that can basically do regime change, overthrow our countries, and turn everything upside down. No way. But it's something that is just forced upon us. Everything's forced upon us. One of the local issues in Toronto was a feminist was going to speak at a Toronto library. Now, some years ago, that wouldn't really attract much attention, and there wouldn't be people in the street protesting about it because they'd be saying, well, it's a women's rights issue, that's her right to speak, and anybody who tried to say anything would be slapped down. Well, she was slapped down and hard. There were massive protests outside. And who was doing it? Transgender activists. Because robots don't have gender, and we have to change. Because the people at the Tavistock Institute, most likely, and their kind, have determined that gender is passé. Because when we're Robo-C, the Russian worker, we don't have gender anymore. We're in the cloud, and the robots have our jobs doing the work. It's a whole new world order. Conspiracy Cafe and Power Our Nation. So come on the flip side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.